Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
This week, we'd like to talk about the big subject of birds that are beneficial to farmers. Whether your farm is hay, grass and grain fields, an orchard, or vegetable crops, birds can definitely help with pest control and add to the beauty of your surroundings. Today's modern and organic farmers are always on the hunt for cheap, innovative ways to control pests, minus the chemical additives. Birds are an ally in the chemical-free war on bugs. And best of all, they come with little or no price tag. There's little question that birds benefit farms in controlling agricultural pests. If you have a lot of bird diversity, you'll have fewer insects. But many farmers wrongly consider them a detriment to successful growing. While it is true that some species, like crows, can cause extensive crop damage if left to their own devices, most birds will actually leave plants alone and eat damaging insects instead.
These aren't new ideas either. As early as the late 1880s, federal scientists with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Division of Economic Ornithology opened an investigation into complaints by farmers who were concerned that birds were destroying their crops. These farmers sought permission to shoot any birds that flew into their fields, regardless of species. But the government study, one of the first to explore the interaction of birds, pests, and agriculture, produced some unexpected results. This federal research showed that only 10% of all bird species were doing damage. The rest, 90% of the nation's birds, were found to be a huge benefit to the farms.
The studies went far beyond field observations by examining the stomach contents of birds to determine food habits of more than 50 birds. They concluded that the great majority of land birds subsist on insects during the period of nesting and molting, and also feed their young only insects during the first few weeks after hatching. Many species live almost entirely upon insects, taking vegetable food only when insects are not available. They found that in the course of a year, birds destroy an incalculable number of insects, and it is difficult to overestimate the value of their services in helping to control pests. In winter, in the northern part of the country, insects become scarce or entirely disappear. Many species of birds, however, remain during the cold season and subsist on vegetable food, such as the seeds of weeds. Here is yet another useful function of birds, destroying these weed seeds and thereby lessening their growth the next year. So Jim, let's look at some specific birds that are beneficial to farmers.
The eastern bluebird, which frequents orchards and gardens, has a diet in which 68% consists of insects like beetles, grasshoppers, caterpillars, and other harmful pests. In winter, they eat mainly weed and wild plant seeds. They can be encouraged to nest near farms by providing wild bluebird boxes, as we have discussed in an earlier program. Another bird, Pat?
Well, there are the swallows. Tree swallows, barn swallows, cliff swallows, and martins. They are voracious eaters of flying insects, which they catch in flight. Watching their airborne acrobatics is entertaining, and because of their insect-eating appetites, they are encouraged as welcome allies on many farms. Field observation shows that the food of swallows consists of the smaller insects captured in midair or picked from the tops of tall grass or weeds. This observation is borne out by an examination of stomachs, which shows that the food is made of many small species of flying beetles, many species of mosquitoes and their allies, together with large quantities of flying ants and other similar insects. Most of these are either injurious or annoying, and the numbers destroyed by swallows are not only beyond calculation, but almost beyond imagination. So it's a good idea to encourage swallows, especially by putting up nesting boxes. And now that 99% of our insect-eating bat species have been wiped out by white-nose disease, these birds which hunt on the wing are more important than ever. Can you suggest another helpful bird, Jim?
I certainly can. There are so many. Examples are eastern meadowlarks and bobolinks, which are members of the blackbird family. And these are birds that we often see in grass and hay fields. 74% of their food is insects, with vegetable matter the rest. The insects are mostly ground species, such as beetles, bugs, grasshoppers, crickets, and caterpillars, with a few flies, wasps, and spiders. Numerous white grubs are also eaten, and these are among the worst enemies to many cultivated crops, notably grasses and grains, and to a lesser extent, strawberries and garden vegetables. Caterpillars form a very constant element of their food, and in May, they constitute over 24% of their diet. May is also the month when the dreaded cutworm begins its deadly career, and then the meadowlarks and bobolinks do some of their best work. Most of these caterpillars are ground feeders and are overlooked by birds which habitually frequent trees, but these birds find and devour them by thousands. Seeds of weeds, principally ragweed, barnyard grass, and smartweed, are eaten from November to April. There's been a steep decline in both of these birds, mainly due to the loss of their habitat, that is, meadows and hayfields. Early mowing, overgrazing, and use of pesticides and general land use changes have been harmful to them. Farmland conservation practices are vital to the survival of these birds. The issue of hay harvesting is a complex one. To protect bobolinks and meadowlarks, it would be ideal to harvest before or after the breeding and fledging season, which in our area is May 15th to June 30th. If you have a choice, it would be very helpful to these beneficial birds if your hay cutting could be done before mid-May and after June 30th. What about the flycatchers, Pat?
Oh, yes. The flycatchers, particularly phoebes and eastern kingbirds, can be important allies. The phoebe subsists almost exclusively upon insects, most of which are caught on the wing. Over 89% of the year's food consists of insects and spiders, while wild fruit constitutes the remainder. The insects belong chiefly to noxious species and include many click beetles, may beetles, and weevils, specifically the cornleaf beetle, which feeds on corn, the 12-spotted cucumber beetle, and the striped cucumber beetle, both of which seriously injure and sometimes destroy cucumber and squash vines, and the locust leaf miner, which is sometimes so numerous that all the locust trees over large areas are defoliated. There's hardly a more useful species about the farm than the phoebe, and it should receive every encouragement. Any other ideas, Jim?
Certainly. Raptors like red-tailed hawks and long-eared owls and barn owls are also strong allies. Rabbits and rodents make up a large portion of their diet. For those with hay fields or grain storage, their use of mice and rats, among others, for food means there are fewer rodents that you'll be feeding in the winter. They'll also take snakes or lizards if the opportunity persists. There are obviously many other bird species that can help on the agricultural scene, but Pat, can you mention a good way to attract insect-loving birds to organic and other farms?
Well, a habitat study by a University of Florida researcher, Gregory Jones, showed that the farms that did best were those that grew ornamental flowers, particularly sunflowers. He found beneficial birds, such as cardinals, bluebirds, and great-crested flycatchers were present in abundance in such fields. Tall, stalky sunflowers planted near rows or staked in separate plots offered perch and protection to many prodigious insect eaters. Observations of how birds were using the fields indicated that they were using the sunflower plants to fly to first, then forage into the crop vegetation from them, then retreat back to the flowers for cover. Planting sunflowers may be a simple application that can be useful in many places.
In the long run, attracting birds to farms may prove a sound long-term management tool for farmers.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.